We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I mean, when you look at what Taryn's been able to do and who's around him at times or who's been around him, you know, you want a veteran voice and a guy that's played in our system for a few years, and he's done that. And I think Taryn's playing really good football, and you know, I expect he'll continue to do that.
Sean McDermott talking about Taron Johnson, who is one of the few defensive backs, knock on wood, who has stayed healthy in this crazy stretch. 803-0550 to join us on Football Friday. Let's get to more calls, and we're going to Nick in Pittsburgh next. Nick, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
I was wondering if you guys remembered, it's got to be at least a decade now, when Brian Clark had his spleen thing up in Denver.
Yes, Jeremy was telling the story earlier about Tomlin stepping in here, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. I watched the Pivot podcast the other day when Tomlin just basically said, if you were my kid, I would never let you back on that field, so it's not happening.
Yeah.
Even though the doctors are trying to clear him. And I think that's just such an admirable thing from a coach. And I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Yeah, we mentioned it. Ryan Clark, he was on the podcast. And Tomlin's there, too. And he's telling the story about how he had doctors ready to talk. And he said 5 minutes into the spiel to Tomlin, and Ryan Clark said, I was ready to go 30 minutes to give him all this information. And we were going to tell him why it was okay for me to play, and Tomlin stopped him after 5 minutes and said, like, absolutely not. Like, not going to happen. And Clark said, you know, looking back, he might have saved my life by not letting me play in those conditions in Denver.
And I'll tell you, I hope McDaniel's telling the truth. McDaniel after the game last night was very strong in his comments. Joe played a clip earlier. Joe, let me know if you still have that clip. Maybe we can play it back again. But Mike McDaniel was, I think, about as strong as a head coach would be. He was, not surprisingly, asked repeated questions about Tua. Here's one of the things he said after the game last night.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols, and there's not, like every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. Yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. Yeah, if people don't vary or stray, we don't mess with that, never have. And as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
I saw another quote. Let me read this to you, too, because he was asked. This is in the ESPN story from Marcel Louis-Jacques, who covers the Dolphins for ESPN.com. McDaniel was asked whether there was anything he would have done or could have done differently following the Bills game. He said, quote, absolutely zero patience for or will ever put in a player in position for them to be in harm's way. That's not what I'm about at all. No outcome of a game would influence me to be irresponsible as a head coach of a football team. So, I mean, I hope he's telling me the truth, because that's about as strong, I think, as you could be as a guy who's basically saying, if you think I'm putting a player in when he's hurt because I got to beat the Bills, no. I'll take him at his word.
Part of it is, it sounds like he's still saying like he did not have a head injury against
right.
the Bills.
Right.
Which
I think they're maintaining it was a back injury.
Sure. And this is going to be how it works in any, I don't know, system of checks and balances. How many people can say, wasn't my call?
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going on down the line. You know, you keep passing the buck. So there is an element of Mike McDaniel might be telling the truth, and Mike McDaniel might be doing the best job he can. He says to the doctors, can he play or not? Does he have a head injury or not? And if the doctors say no,
right,
well, then what's Mike McDaniel supposed to do other than, I don't know, do what a lot of coaches might do in that spot and say, like, you say he's okay, I can see he's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not to make light of fourth down decisions, but coaches all the time, in the face of one person telling them something, will go with their gut.
Sure. He could step in and say, no, I'm making the call and he's not going
sure.
back, right?
I could say, I think he needs more time. Not going to play him this week. It's a Thursday game. It's a short week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give him more time to make sure everything's okay. Because if you've been around the game of football, you probably know about concussions and how trying to assess what happens in 3 days might not exactly be the best timeline. Yeah. Let's go ahead and give him 2 weeks, basically, to make sure everything's okay.
Right.
Again, like if this were the NHL, we mentioned 7 days symptom-free before you can return to practice. Not playing a game, but practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what, and if you have a symptom,
jerseys and
do they reset the clock? Right, if you have a symptom,
yes,
inside that 7 days, you go back to step one.
Right.
Yeah.
So McDaniel could have decided, I'm going to keep him out this week because I am not comfortable. I want to make sure that everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have the doctor, the independent person, the player himself saying, "No, I never had a problem. It was my back. It was my back."
Yeah.
You know, maybe everybody wants him to stand up and be stronger there, but if he's trusting professionals and he's trusting the people that are put in that spot, well, then you go, I guess, to the people that are put in that spot.
Yeah. I would assume. Yeah. I suppose he could say he could have turned to the doctor, the medical staff, whatever, in the locker room at halftime last Sunday, and the independent neurologist said, "Hey, look, I know what I just saw. The guy couldn't stand up. Tua is not playing." But I suppose if the team doctor and the neurologist, everybody says he's fine, he doesn't have a concussion, I guess McDaniel did what maybe other coaches would also do. Hey, everybody signed off. They said he was fine. Okay, let's put him back in. Did he? I don't know how to phrase this, because this is not a football thing. It's about the health of a human being. But since you watched the game, before the injury, did he seem okay? Was he moving okay? Was he all right? Did it look like there was a back issue? Was there
no?
He looked fine, right? I assume
he was playing well,
okay,
outside of an interception that he threw.
Yeah, but he looked
playing
physically
really well.
Fine.
No, of course. Yeah, he looked like a quarterback that was just playing. It was,
gotcha.
You know, you might have thought he shouldn't be out there because you were uncomfortable with it when he returned on Sunday, but no, mm-hmm, there was no indication that he was not able
playing
to play.
Out. Okay. 803-0550 to join us on Tua, on the Bills and the Ravens. Let's see, it is Football Friday, which is presented by Topps Markets. Rush to the Topps Red Zone for winning savings, and by Svedka, official sponsor of the Buffalo Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.